Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We are starting things off today congratulating Jeff Gussie Gustafson. He just won the Bassmaster Classic that took place last week on the Tennessee River near Knoxville. Gustafson is the first Canadian to win the Bassmaster Classic, and he did it by weighing in a three-day limit of over 45 pounds of bass. Gustafson was actually targeting smallmouth, not largemouth bass, and established a healthy lead the first 2 days of the competition. That second night, though, brought a cold front in, and the bite dried up for Gustafson on day three. In fact, he only brought in two smallmouth bass to the weigh-in on the final day, but it was still enough to beat second-place finisher Brian Schmidt and third-place competitor Scott Canterbury, who both weighed in 40-plus pound bags of bass. Gustafson earned himself a $307,000 check for his classic win, which translates to, around $400,000 Canadian dollars. A lot of folks don't know this, but 2 days before the Bassmaster Classic kicks off, the Bassmaster Kayak Championship happens too. This event also took place in Tennessee, but in a different part of the Tennessee River, that being Lake Chickamauga. The winner of this two-day event was Russ Schneiders, who has lived in the Volunteer State the last 10 years. The competition is different for kayak anglers than regular bass anglers, whereas the typical bass tournament weigh-in involves putting fish in a live well and then taking them to a weigh-in station to weigh your five largest bass. Kayak anglers don't have live wells, so they measure the fish instead and release them. Schneider's limits of bass measured out at 180 inches, beating out the other 131 kayak anglers to become the champion. Oh, and if you're wondering what lure Schneider's used to win, I can tell you he caught 9 out of his 10 bass with a 7-inch Bass Mafia dangerous swim bait. Congratulations are also in order to Brian Thrift, who won the Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship in the middle of March. This tournament took place at Lake Norman, North Carolina, which is actually Brian Thrift's home turf, and he was the favorite coming in, but that doesn't mean it was easy. However, he used his live scope, and actually there were Humminbird products, the Humminbird Mega Live and Humminbird Mega 316 Imaging, to basically find those fish, get right on top of them, and catch limits all 3 days. He also won $300,000. According to the editors at Wired to Fish, the key baits for Brian Thrift were the Z-Man Jackhammer Chatterbait, a Damiki Underspin paired with a Damiki Armor Shad, a Fitzgerald Football Jig, and a unnamed 5.8-inch swim bait. Accepting the trophy, Thrift said, "I'm just so happy to get this win on my home lake in front of all my friends and family." As he wiped away tears, he continued, "Lake Norman has been awfully good to me over the years." Sticking with fishing tournaments, we have some tragic news from Ohio at Hoover Reservoir. The Hoover Cats Club was having their first catfish tournament of the year, and it did not end well last weekend. The forecast was for high winds, and it held true, with high winds to include gusts of up to 58 miles an hour. Add to that fact that you can only have an outboard that's less than 10 horsepower, and you've got a recipe for disaster if you're out on the water. One of the boats swamped in the high winds, the boat of the tournament director, no less. One angler made it to shore, but the tournament director, Shane Henderson, did not. Our condolences go out to Henderson's family, and if you're inspired to help, there is a GoFundMe page to help with memorial expenses. This is also, unfortunately, a couple of hard lessons learned. Those fish we love to catch are fun to go after, but they're not worth risking our lives for. I've fished some tournaments where the weather has been rough, but nothing like this. And, you know, when you know the weather like that is coming and then it starts to show up, the best thing you can do as a tournament director, cancel the tournament. It literally would have been a lifesaver if you did. Second point, I don't know if Henderson was wearing a life jacket or not, but if you're fishing in rough weather, don't take that jacket off when you get up to cast off the deck. Just keep it on, because you just might have a fighting chance for survival if you go into the drink. Our thanks to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast for this information. And continuing with tournament news,
it's time for the Trail of Shame.
Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you.
Stories of poachers, scoundrels, and other ne'er-do-wells, so if you see someone committing a criminal act on the water or in the field, turn them in. It's the right thing to do.
It's time to revisit a couple of cheaters who have previously walked along our trail of shame. Those cheaters would be Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky, the not-so-dynamic duo of tournament walleye anglers who were caught red-handed at a weigh-in during a Lake Erie walleye trail event with fish that had their bellies stuffed with lead weights and walleye fillets. The two pled guilty in an Ohio courtroom to one count of cheating this past week, which is a felony, along with a misdemeanor count of having unlawful possession of a wild animal, presumably the fish they caught. Sentencing is scheduled for May 11th, but they are already suffering financially because the fishing boat the two owned and competed in at this Lake Erie walleye tournament, it's been seized and forfeited. Runyon and Kaminsky are probably a little upset about that, but they shouldn't be too hurt because it's not like they're going to be allowed to enter any fishing tournaments for the rest of their lives. I think it's fair to say they are persona non grata when it comes to that. Here's hoping the judge puts a hammer down on these two who have been suspected of cheating in tournaments for quite some time now. In the words of Sean Connery, acting as James Bond, cheaters never prosper.
Shame, shame on you.
That's a whole lot of news to start off the show, so let's pivot and tell you who our guests are today. In just a few minutes, you'll hear from one of my favorite people. That would be Brian Hendricks, the longtime outdoors writer and editor for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and the author of a great new book called St. Tom's Cathedral. He's going to tell you about some of the great fishing and hunting opportunities waiting for you in the month of April in Arkansas. And if you're like me, it's going to make you want to get outside in the natural state in the weeks ahead with either a fishing pole or a shotgun in hand. I was looking for someone to interview about training your bird dog during the off season because even preserve hunting is closed around the country at this point, and those dogs are essentially unemployed until late summer at the earliest. That's when I ran across an interview I did with Scott Linden on this show about 3 years ago, and listening to it, I realized this longtime bird dog owner and trainer and the host of Wing Shooting USA shared some timeless advice during that interview that is so good, I thought you would want to hear it again today. Our final guest, that will be my longtime friend Rachel Voss. Like me, she lives in Washington State, and she is a passionate hunter of both big game and birds. She's also a conservationist who has volunteered with the Mule Deer Foundation, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and actually took it upon herself to mentor women to get into hunting, which included a recent hog hunt in Texas with several women. Well, all of her efforts have been noticed in a nonprofit organization called the First Hunt Foundation. This is a national organization which is all about getting folks into the sport of hunting, has hired her as their new national director of their Share the Heritage program. Yes, I pronounced that right. This program is all about getting women into the field. Get it? Heritage? Yeah, I knew you would. At any rate, we will talk to Rachel about the First Hunt Foundation and her new role, and I think you'll definitely want to stick around for this conversation. Now that you know what's coming up, it's time for a very short break and a word from our sponsors, and then we will be right back to talk to Brian Hendricks about April fishing and hunting in Arkansas. Telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
The city of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio, and it is April in Arkansas. All sorts of things going on there this month. That's why I thought we would check in with Brian Hendricks. He is the outdoors editor for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that is published out of Little Rock. And he is also the author of a great book, St. Tom's Cathedral, that's all about turkey hunting and, frankly, all about life, too. Brian, great to have you back on the air.
Always good to visit my friend John Cruz. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay, and I'm very looking forward to doing some more fishing this month, especially when it comes to trout and bass. And I'm guessing there's probably some trout and bass fishing going on in Arkansas this month, too.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because I'm planning a trip right now to the White River in North Arkansas this week, and everything is going good there. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of water coming in through the rivers. It gets the fish moving, gets them feeding. You know, they're kind of done with their spawning activity now, and they're in really great shape, and this is a good time to be up there fly fishing big streamers or trolling stick baits is one of my favorite things to do. A good time to catch a big one, a big brown trout.
And that was plenty of my question.
That, John,
I know the White River's known for its big brown trout. Are there any other species of trout, or is it all brown trout there?
Yeah, there are rainbows in there, too, and they have increased the minimum size that you can keep them. Forever, that was a put-and-take fishery for rainbows. It was managed for trophy browns and for people to come around and get their limit of rainbows and cook them up. Well, they've increased the minimum size that you can keep there now. So it's becoming known now for big rainbows. I got a certificate a couple of years ago for 22-inch rainbow trout that I caught there. And so that's becoming a big thing. There's also Bonneville strain cutthroats in there that are very popular. And every now and then you can still catch a brook trout. They did stock them in there. I don't know if they still do, but they're still around.
I'll be darned. I've always had a soft spot for brookies. I know fisheries biologists tend to not like them, but I've always enjoyed the fight and the color and everything else about brook trout. Let's talk about bass and crappie, too, because those both should be heating up in terms of those fisheries.
Yeah, one of the interesting things about Arkansas is that, you know, we have a lot of latitudinal lines here, and so what's going on with bass in South Arkansas is not what's going on in North Arkansas. For example, a guy, his name is Bobby Rush from Crossett, Arkansas, 2 weeks ago, or in late February, caught 15.36-pound largemouth bass in a little lake just south of the Arkansas line in Louisiana called Bussy Break. That was a pre-spawn fish. They're probably right in the spawn now. They're on their beds. As you get up to where I am in central Arkansas, they're in the pre-spawn now. They're circling around. They're getting ready, but they're not there yet. If you go to Beaver Lake and Bull Shoals Lake and Table Rock in North Arkansas, you're still in a winter pattern. It's so cold, and the fish are deep, and they're starting to think about the spawn, but they're not in it. But they will be probably in another 2.5-3 weeks.
Let me ask you a question. This is probably something you've written about before in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tournament fishing at places like Bull Shoals and Table Rock, do you think that is affecting the bass populations there in terms of decreasing them despite the catch and release ethic that bass anglers have?
You know, I don't think so. In fact, Bull Shoals is at a real high mark right now. One of the things that happened there, John, a number of years ago was that in order to increase the level of dissolved oxygen in the trout fishery below Bull Shoals Dam, it took 20 years to do this. It really did take an act of Congress to redo the way the water is managed there. But to create an additional reservoir of water to have a minimum flow coming through that dam all the time, they had to raise the level of Bull Shoals Lake up several feet. So what happened there was they inundated a bunch of shoreline that had not been exposed to water before, and it really refertilized and regenerated bass habitat in that lake. So it's probably as good as it was back when it was new. And for many years, it was a dead sea. Bull Shoals is at a real high, and Table Rock is just unbelievably good. It's phenomenal. Beaver Lake, because of the way it's sort of the regulation pool for the other two lakes, it's up and down. It's a very good lake, but it's also kind of small. So not as productive and not as fertile a fishery as the other two. But tournament stuff, I don't think bothers it. They're not having, you know, they have a lot, but I don't think that it affects it that much. And I tell you what, if they would all go to the major league fishing format of catch, weigh, and release at the boat, I think it would do such great things for all of the bass fisheries and really kind of take a black eye off of the sport.
You know, I can't disagree with that assessment at all. Let's face it, folks, if you're hauling around bass in a live well all day, you're going to have some mortality. And I love that whole catch them, weigh them, release them, because it does ensure the best survivability for those fish that you're catching. Let's talk about turkey hunting, because that season's kicking off, what, the 17th?
17th of April. We have two turkey zones in Arkansas, but both of them start on the 17th. One of them ends a little earlier. And everything is going, the way spring is shaping up here, you know, turkeys are gobbling a lot, and there's a lot of activity. A lot of people are seeing birds, and our turkeys, you know, have been in a down cycle for probably 15 years. In the last 2 to 4 years, things have been really good. So we're starting to see a lot of young birds. We have now in the woods a lot of 2 and 3 year old birds out there. So it's looking up here quite a bit, and our habitat is in really good shape. And I'm looking forward to this season in a way that I haven't in quite a long time.
When it comes to hunting turkeys in Arkansas, is it mainly a public lands affair, or are you knocking on doors and trying to get permission from landowners?
It's kind of a three-pronged thing. The Game and Fish Commission here regulates turkey hunting on wildlife management areas by a lottery thing. You have to enter a lottery and draw a permit. That's how they regulate how many people are out there. And of all the people that draw permits, a very few. For example, I drew one for a place called Madison County Wildlife Management Area a couple of years ago. I don't know, they probably issued 40 permits, and I killed the only bird. I think there were 3 birds that were killed on the entire area during the two-week hunt. So that's how they do, even though there's a lot there. So they regulate it that way on the state-owned areas. For the federal-owned areas, that's free. You know, you just go and do, and if you're lucky enough to get away from everybody, you can work a bird and get one that way, but it's very hard. And then the rest of it, you know, 95-96% of the state is privately owned. And one-third of that, where I hunt in the southern part of the state, is all, you know, timber company land, and it's all leased out among clubs, and so it's very hard to get access to any of that unless you belong to a club. But there's a lot of birds down there, and it's a great deal of my book, St. Thomas Cathedral, took place there. South Arkansas produced a lot of the copy for that book, and so that it's both ways. Now, if you go into the Ozarks, you know, you got your mix of state-owned land, federal land, and private. But if you do your homework, you can do really well no matter where you are.
All right, we're going to have to leave it at that, but as you just heard, folks, a whole lot going on in Arkansas, whether you're after big brown trout or big bass or maybe want to hunt up a gobbler, and you really should pick up a copy of Brian Hendricks' book. It is St. Tom's Cathedral. It's about turkey hunting and about life and all the curveballs it throws at you, too. Brian, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, treasure your friendship, and, you know, whenever I hear from you, it's just a treat.
It goes both ways, Brian. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you're going to have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Our next guest on the show is a person I've looked up to for a long time. He is the former host and producer of Outdoor Life Radio and Field and Stream Radio, and quite frankly, is my inspiration for getting into this crazy business called Outdoors Radio. His name is Scott Linden. He has moved on to television, and he hosts a very popular show called Wing Shooting USA. Scott, great to have you back on the air.
You're very kind. Appreciate the compliments. And, I miss radio a little bit, but I'll talk about that in another show. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to get you when I can. And we're in the off season now. Most of the preserves are closing for the year. We've got a ways to go until we can hunt this fall. And as we speak, my Springer Spaniel is asleep at my feet. What do we do with our dogs during the off season to get them off welfare so they're actually earning their keep?
Glad to answer that question, because I'm coming off a weekend of training with my Versatile Hunting Dog Club. We have a training day every month during the spring and the summer, and it was refreshing, and it was a good reminder of this very topic. But let's go back a little bit farther to when you pick up your dog from the breeder or however you get your dog. And let's remember that dogs learn all the time. From the day they are born to the day they die, they are learning. They're learning good things or they're learning bad things. But they're always learning. So we've got to keep them sharp. We've got to keep them on their toes. I guess technically they are plantigrade animals, so they're always on their toes. But that's so in the last 5 years or so, I've really hit on something. Yes, we need to keep our dogs in peak physical condition. They are elite athletes. We see the consequences of not doing that every opening day.
Oh, yes.
I won't lecture anybody about that. But we also need to keep them mentally sharp. And sometimes that's really how you keep a dog from going stir crazy in the off season or even a long weekend when you don't get to hunt during the season. Dogs are incredible. And I found, I'm on my fifth German wire hair, I found that the biggest obedience and discipline problems arise when the dog hasn't had enough exercise or hasn't had enough mental stimulation. So if I do nothing but save you from gnawed table legs with this advice, it will be worthwhile. So there's a bunch we can do, John. And the first is affiliate somehow with a training and testing organization, depending on your breed. If you're a retriever guy, there's the Hunting Retriever Club. There's a bunch of others. Spaniel people have their own. The pointing dog people have a million of them. The AKC has one for everybody. But what you want to do is associate with an organization that has a local chapter. And the reason for all of that is twofold. First off, you have a bunch of friends you can cry in your beer with at the end of the day or just for fun. You can train with them and you can learn from them and vice versa, and we'll get back to that. And you have a goal. The goal is I'm going to put my dog into that hunt test or that field trial, and so I better start training so that I have at least a chance of passing that test.
That's great advice. You know, you've actually already filled up my off-season just with that right there. But for the person that maybe doesn't have the ability to do that, to join one of those clubs, you know, I've always heard, give your dog 10 minutes a day, running through some basic obedience drills, some basic, you know, fetch drills. And if you do that and that alone, that may be enough. Do you think that's true or do you need more?
Well, the more the merrier, and especially when it comes to keeping your dog in peak physical condition. But yes, little bits here and there, and you talk about 10 minutes, even for an experienced mature dog, 10 minutes at a time is probably plenty. Just do it several times a day. You know, I do it when I'm drinking coffee first thing in the morning. My dog, and he's a pointer, he needs all the help he can get retrieving. So we run a couple retrieving drills in the house just to start the process every day so that they're already learning first thing in the morning. The other thing is, don't be a greedy owner. 10 minutes may be too long. My rule of thumb is, okay, skill A, whatever skill A is, walking at heel or, you know, a triple blind mark, 3 is plenty. If you can get a dog to do it right 3 times, quit. Go on to something else. Because the dog's going to get bored and he'll start phoning it in, and all of a sudden it's going to be crappy instead of good. So don't be a greedy owner. And then the other thing about this whole idea, whether it's off-season or not, when you're training skills of various sorts, think about the continuum. You got a 18-week, 20-week-old puppy, and you're working on recall. You want that dog to come to you every time. Well, for a while with that puppy, you got a long check cord on it, and you're talking to it in a squeaky voice,
right,
and you really want him to do it. So he comes to you, and then you love him up, and you pick him up, and you hold him, and you reward him in all these ways. Maybe you're working with food treats. I love food treats because I've always got a snack in my pocket. But, you know, whatever you're doing at that age, eventually that dog's going to mature, and he's going to need less check cording. He's going to need less food treats. He's going to need you to speak in your real voice instead of the mommy voice.
Right.
All that stuff. But, hey, as an aside, all the women trainers that I've seen out there handling dogs use that same voice even with their mature dogs, and it works. So remember that. If you ever reach a plateau, raise the bar. You know, a dog gets bored. Like I said, they start phoning it in. So if you're doing a single mark retrieve and he's watching that bird go down, and it's at 20, 30 yards. Well, take it out to 50 yards, or make it a double, or make it a blind, or pop off two shots before the dog is allowed to retrieve. Whatever it is, keep raising the bar at every level.
Well, Scott, you have completely motivated me to get my dog out of the studio and outside for some drills as soon as we're done talking. Two quick things I want to hit on. We've literally only got like about a minute left. You are teaming up with the National Shooting Sports Foundation through a website called wingshootingusa.org that sends people to places where they can hunt, specifically preserve hunts.
Yeah, that, you know, the whole TV show started because I was walking around at the SHOT Show after I left the Outdoor Channel, and those guys at the NSSF came to me and said, what are you going to do next? And I said, I'm making a TV show about bird dogs. They said, we'll take it. And so they became the first sponsor. All I had to do was name the show Wing Shooting USA and promote wingshootingusa.org. Because, you know, way back in the day, that was, you know, 12, 13 years ago, that was the first recruitment, retention, and reactivation effort anybody had ever done. The whole goal of the show was show people how fun it is to go hunting and play with dogs. So go to that website, and you'll find places to do that. Some places where you can always get a reservation, always know there's going to be birds out there, always know your dog's going to get some payoff for his work. That's what wingshootingusa.org is all about, and it works. It works really well.
One last thing. Where can people watch your show, Wing Shooting USA? You're on all sorts of different channels now, including a new and impressive one.
Yeah, we're on several of the Discovery channels, which is a feather in our cap. I lay most of the credit for that on my production crew of Tad and Lynn and some other folks who pitch in periodically. But the easiest thing to do is go to my website, scottlindenoutdoors.com, click on Where to Watch, and then you can find out the times, the days, the times of year, because we rotate through some of those networks depending on the time of year. That's simpler than telling everybody in July we'll be on the Discovery networks. Which we will.
All right. We have got to leave it at that. But again, folks, the TV show, Wing Shooting USA, go to scottlindenoutdoors.com to find where you can watch it and when you can watch it, and get some popcorn, put your dog next to you, and enjoy. Scott, thanks for all the great advice on America Outdoors Radio.
My pleasure.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog too at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope.
Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
BackcountryHunters.org. Join the fight for our public lands and waters today.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. For our final segment today, we are checking in with an old friend of mine. Her name is Rachel Voss. She lives in Southeast Washington. She is a passionate hunter for both big game and turkey and also waterfowl. She loves duck and goose hunting, and she is also a conservationist. She has volunteered for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Mule Deer Foundation, and she has a brand new job with the First Hunt Foundation. Rachel, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Hey, Don, thanks.
So why don't we start off talking a little bit about how you developed your love for hunting?
Well, you know, it started when I was young.
And you've taken that love of hunting, and you have made it a mission to share that with others. You've just, on your own, decided to mentor women hunters, which includes trips not just in Washington State, but far afield. You just got back from a trip to Texas hunting hogs, didn't you?
I did. So we've kind of chatted a little bit about this before, but I kind of took on a one-woman mission, and it started with one hunt locally here in Moses Lake, Washington for geese, and I thought, this is really cool. I brought a lot of women together, and then it moved to a couple more and a few more each year. Then I started working with outfitters outside of the state, and got to the point where I was putting on several a year, bringing many women together, over, you know, 80 last year. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's been a great thing. And it's caught on. And everybody else loves it. And the hunts have become so popular.
Well, your efforts have certainly been recognized, especially by the First Hunt Foundation. You've been named as the new National Share the Heritage Director. It's supposed to be heritage, but it's spelled capital H-E-R because your mission is to get women in the field, isn't it?
Right. So for those that don't know about First Hunt Foundation, it establishes mentors clear across the nation. So they provide a mentor-based hunting experience to youth and others. Share the Heritage, capital H-E-R, yes, it is their women's mentor program, which is underneath the umbrella of the First Hunt Foundation.
Let's talk a little bit more about the First Hunt Foundation. This is a relatively new nonprofit organization.
Right. So you could call them new in the grand scheme of things, I suppose. You know, some nonprofit and programs have been going 30-some years. So First Hunt is young. You could call it that in the grand scheme of things, since some of these have been going, you know, 30-some years. They are a great program. You go and you can sign up as either a mentor or a mentee, or, you know, to volunteer in general at an event. The mentors are ran through a pretty vigorous background check, complete federal background check, obviously, and then they are paired up with the mentee in their area, that is wanting to go out and learn how to hunt and get those skills.
That's fantastic. Now, the First Sun Foundation, their headquarters is in Kamiai, Idaho, but like you said, they're operating all over the country, aren't they?
They are. Various states, they have grown tremendously. I can't tell you off the top of my head the exact amount of volunteers, but I want to say they're over 900 now, which is awesome. Just so awesome. And I'm excited is stepping into this role to get the Share the Heritage program rolling at an even faster pace and get more women mentors out there, because that's what we're lacking. You know, this demographic is growing so quickly, and we need leaders. We need more women that have the hunting knowledge and the experiences that they can share with these young women coming in as they start their journey and learning how to hunt.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. And a lot of women just were never exposed to hunting like you were. And if you've never been exposed to hunting, or you come from a family that doesn't hunt, it's pretty daunting and challenging to get in the sport with no knowledge. So I think a program like the one that the First Hunt Foundation has is fantastic to accelerate that learning curve and just introduce people to the sport. I'm guessing there's two ways this works. Number one, you know, you just either link up the mentor or the mentee, they have a conversation, hey, let's go to the, you know, the cornfield that I have, that my neighbor has, he'll let us, you know, hunt some pheasant, and I got a dog. I mean, I guess that's one example of how it could work. But you also have events from time to time, too, where the mentors and mentees get together, too.
Right. And, you know, I guess ideally, and this will be something that I will be doing in my role, is giving these mentors the proper training. Anybody can be a mentor, but, you know, you want to be making sure that your mentees are understanding state game laws, doing things ethically, teaching them from start to finish, right? So how do we scout? How do we hunt this specific animal? Harvesting the animal, and then, of course, you know, it goes into processing the animal. So essentially, field to table almost, right? Like, super, super important, all of those steps. So much more goes into just being a mentor. And the people underneath the First Hunt Foundation that are mentors, that's what they are. They are just amazing people, and they understand this, and that is their passion, and that's what they want to do, is teach these new hunters that A to Z process.
So you mentioned that there's definitely background checks, which I think is a great idea. Is there actual training for the mentors, or is it just, here's the expectations, you know, we know you're a lifelong hunter, you passed the background check, you have the passion, here's what we want you to do, and basically what you just described?
So there is definitely tools that are given. There's a mentor's creed that you agree to, which is really neat, and that can be viewed on the First Hunt Foundation website. But that is one thing that I want to do under Share the Heritage program, is really, really develop that mentorship, right? So really give them every tool in the toolbox to be the best mentor she can be.
All right. Well, we are going to have to wrap things up here pretty soon. But I guess before we do, I'd like to know, do you have any events coming up that fall under the umbrella for your new job as the National Director of Share the Heritage?
Well, so definitely things are in the process. I've got a lot of really big ideas tossing around in my old brain here. You know me well enough to know it's constantly going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited because I am participating in my first hunt mentor hunt coming up here in Washington State for turkeys. I have two female mentees. I am so excited about it. So I'll be taking a couple ladies out hunting and getting my feet wet and within the First Hunt Foundation and my new role.
That is fantastic. Before we go, let's give folks the website for the First Hunt Foundation.
Sure. It is firsthuntfoundation.org. And if they want to reach out to me, any gals that have any ideas or want to jump in, they can reach me at rachelv@firsthuntfoundation.org.
All right, that email, rachelv@firsthuntfoundation.org, if you want to become a women mentor. And if you just want to become a mentor, no matter what your gender is, go to firsthuntfoundation.org, check out the website, get started, and volunteer today. And if you're listening and just want to be a hunter, and you haven't been one yet, Go to that website as well and sign up to be mentored. Rachel, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks so much.
We started off the show talking a lot about fishing tournaments, and we're going to end the show that way too. When you think of the pros in Major League Fishing and the Bassmaster Elite, they're invariably driving fiberglass boats that are 20, 21 feet long, have a 250-horse outboard on them, and can get up to 70 miles an hour. But you know what? Sometimes you can compete in a smaller and lighter boat too, even an aluminum boat. That's what happened recently at Cherokee Lake in Tennessee, where Major League Fishing was having one of their tournaments. Now, the angler in question was Keith Poche, and his boat is an aluminum boat. It's a Gator Tracks boat, and he is not afraid to bump that thing up against the rocks. As a matter of fact, he was fishing right below a spillway. His boat tops out with a top speed of like 48 miles an hour. So he couldn't make these long runs. He went to the spillway and decided he was going to live or die there. Well, he lived there. He succeeded there. And in 2 days, he caught 10 bass weighing 35 pounds, 6 ounces, earning him the win by 1 pound and 1 ounce over the second place finisher. How'd Poche catch his fish? Well, he was just casting a 4-inch Berkeley Power Bait hollow belly on a 3/8 ounce jig head into the boiling water below the spillway and letting the current carry it to mainly smallmouth bass, but also an occasional largemouth holding just below. And as for the winnings, well, that was pretty impressive. Major League Fishing pays out well, and for winning first place, Keith Poche got a $100,000 check. Maybe he'll spend it on a new bass boat, but then again, maybe he'll stick with what he's got, because that Gator Track seems to be working pretty darn well for him. Congratulations, Keith. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you are blessed in the days ahead. Here's hoping you get out for some fishing, too, and maybe some turkey hunting as well. There's a lot going on out there this spring. Until next time, do remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. For the second consecutive week, widespread death and destruction in the wake of numerous tornadoes. Twisters have claimed the lives of at least 18 people overnight in the South and parts of the Midwest, touching down in seven different states. The dead include seven in Tennessee and four more in the small community of Wynn, Arkansas. Storms collapsed a theater roof during a concert in Illinois. Search and rescue efforts continue in a number of regions. The courthouse in New York, where Donald Trump will appear next Tuesday, is quickly becoming somewhat of a tourist attraction.
Natalie and James Fine were taking wedding pictures in front of dozens of TV cameras set up outside Manhattan Criminal Court, which is next to the city's marriage bureau.
I'm sure our kids will ask questions and we'll have a picture to prove it.
The pair are not Trump supporters. Their wedding date was pre-planned.
Whenever you can, I guess, sort of be a witness to history in some ways, it's, you know, why not?
Meanwhile, political science students Juan Nunez and Tatiana Morales, visiting from Colombia, wanted to see the courthouse.
I was like, hey, take me a picture.
We are like so excited, you know, because we follow up like all the politics, all of that.
At Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
Also at townhall.com. Now, in the meantime, the number two man in the Trump White House says he worries about the indictment's impact on America.
This will likely only serve to further divide our country at a time when we ought to be finding ways to come together to face these challenges, to get our economy moving again, to tackle a national debt crisis, to rally around our liberties and our values, and to support our national defense.
Former Vice President Mike Pence. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A legal setback for a number of pro-lifers.
The New Mexico Supreme Court is blocking local pro-life ordinances, granting a request by the state's Democratic Attorney General. The ordinances are blocked pending the outcome of an ongoing case. The state's top prosecutor had urged the court to intervene, claiming the ordinances violated state constitutional guarantees of equal protection and due process. New Mexico has one of the country's most liberal abortion access laws, but two counties and three cities in eastern New Mexico recently adopted restrictions that reflect deeply felt opposition to offering the procedure. Keith Peters reporting.
A judge has voided a U.S. Marine's adoption of an Afghan war orphan. More than a year after Major Joshua Mast and his wife began raising the little girl, the child's future right now remains uncertain, and no one's not exactly sure what will happen. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, scientists are naming a rare species of beetle, no, we're not talking John Paul, George, and Ringo, in honor of former California Governor
Jerry Brown.
That's after finding one at his ranch. Cymbidium brownorum was last seen in 1966, but it hadn't been named or described until one was collected in 2021 near a creek on Brown's ranch in Colusa County. The new beetle actually had been collected in California 21 times previously, but may have been mislabeled or unidentified. A University of California, Berkeley entomologist made the discovery. John Scott reported.
Took a lot of give and take, maybe a few gray hairs, but the NBA has labor peace for a while. The league and the Players Association early this morning coming to an agreement on a new 7-year collective bargaining agreement. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo is 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Guide. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992. USLLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your beagle a little too bossy? Are you being bullied by your Bengal kitten? Does your Labrador have you totally loony? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're digging, they're scratching, they're humping, they're not using a litter box, cat peed on your bed, you take your dog for a walk and he sees another dog in the world, it's like Armageddon, you get the idea. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior and want to find out how to resolve it, great time to give me a call. Let me just remind everyone, if you're a regular listener to The Pet Show, which by the way you should be, or a new listener to The Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to talk to me live on the air, whether to comment or ask me a question, will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, if you're new to the show, I'm not giving away biscuits here, folks. Some of the items I give away are $30, $40, even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. I see Peter and Dorothy from Los Angeles. You know I never get through all of my topics. But here are some of the things I want to talk about today. Are you so focused on the things that your pets do wrong that you don't spend enough time focusing on their good behaviors? Coming up, the importance, I mean the real importance of letting your dogs and cats know that they got it right. Also coming up, what is cynophobia? Is it true that dogs can smell fear? And how can you tell that the dog is picking up on it? Coming up, a dog's nose. You know that's my specialty, having trained hundreds and hundreds of dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs and as well as diseases. So we'll talk about that. Also, if your cat has always used a litter box but it started going outside the box, what could it mean? Coming up, litter box clues. Also, cuddling your dog or cat is proven to benefit your well-being. True or false? We'll talk about that as well. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your questions and comments. As I said, lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe that rescue dog isn't housebroken yet, the poor guy suffering with separation anxiety, the feral cat you took into the house is depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, doesn't get along with other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog believes if he sees it, it's his job to hump it, give me a call. That's what this show's all about. Helping you cope with your pet's issues, and a lot more likely, helping your pets cope with yours. We have a lot more than they do. By the way, here is the question of the day. Now, I did my L.A. show, and the response to this question was kind of in the middle, so I hope you guys hear me out a little bit. If your dog or your cat had a job or an occupation, what would it be? If your dog or cat had an occupation, what would it be? I explained that one of my dogs, my rescue dog, Molly and Willie, Willie would be a pool hall hustler, no doubt in my mind. Molly, she's one of those dogs that's kind of analytical and try to figure out everything. She would definitely be an analyst. What job or occupation would your dog have? Give me a call, the phone number, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. How about we start out with a phone call right off the bat, and we go to my friend Peter calling from beautiful Newport Beach, California. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hi, Warren. I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, it's my joy. Thank you for being so patient. How can I help you?
No problem. I called you a little while ago about my male cat, Milo, who will be 2 years old the end of May. Biting, you solved that problem for me. I appreciate that. We took in another little rescue kitten that was found at the railway station with burn marks on him, I should say. They get along just great. She's quite a character. The problem is she pees in the litter box, but she poos outside the litter box.
How old is this kitten, Peter?
She will be 1 year old at the end of May.
And you've had her how long?
We've had her since she was, God knows, probably since she was probably 2 months.
Okay, so my question to you, when you say that she won't poop in the litter box, but she'll pee in the litter box, never poops in the litter box?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Because, we've got two litter boxes, but one's covered, one's open.
Where does she poop?
Pardon me?
Where is she pooping?
Just outside the litter box.
I see what you're saying. So in other words, she's an indoor cat, and she's peeing in the litter box, but she's pooping outside the litter box.
Correct.
Okay, here's what I want you to try. I want you to temporarily, not for life now, don't get me wrong, Peter, but temporarily, I want you to put another litter box in. And here's why. I want you to take a little bit of dirt and grass from outside and put that in the litter box mixed with some of the litter. I want you to save a little bit of her poop, put it about half-ish underneath the dirt and the litter mixed in that box. I'm going back to, you said you got her when she was relatively young. She was at a train station. She probably never saw a litter box when she was really, really young and probably had to poop on dirt. That's where I'm kind of going over to that a little bit. So if we mix a little bit of dirt with the litter and put some of the poop in there, I think that will encourage her to go. Make sure you clean up any of the areas where she's previously gone, though, with a good stain and odor remover made specifically for pets. I'm not going to put food down or I'm not going to do any of that nonsense right now. I want you to try for a couple of weeks using that third litter box. Once she's using that litter box, we'll be able to remove that middle one and just go back to this one, and we'll switch over to all litter little by little. But it sounds to me like there's a good possibility that, and let me just go back at you with a question. Did she ever poop in the litter box when you first got her?
No.
Okay, so there's my response. I don't think she understands what litter is. I want her to, you know, she probably only went on dirt and grass. That's why I want you to try mixing that a little bit. I think that might make a difference. If not, there's a lot of other things, as you know, I can go over. But I think that's probably where we want to be right now. Clean up where she went, put some of her poop in that new litter box, mix it with some dirt and grass. I think that'll resolve it for you, Peter.
I think she probably was taken from her mom real early too, because if you got her on the chest, she'll suckle at your neck.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when they're first born, before they poop, the mom kind of I don't want to get gross, but licks the butt area to stimulate them. So that probably never happened early on either. So there's a lot of pooping issues going on. But I think if you follow my advice, give it a shot. Let's see if it works. If not, call me back and we'll go a little bit further.
Very good. Thank you so much, Warren. Appreciate it.
Hey, Peter, you give her a big hug and a kiss. Yeah, I'm sure it will. You give her a big hug and a kiss. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you, for your cat, you know what? I'm going to send you some kitty lickies on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we got Dorothy calling from Los Angeles, Bruce calling from Florida, we got Rosalie calling, we got Sunny calling from Arizona. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. Come on, guys, I want to find out if your dog or cat had a profession, an occupation. Would they be a cop? Would they be a fireman? Would they be a salesperson? What would they be? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. That phone number, 877-725-8255. I want to talk to you about my hugs and kisses. I want you to listen carefully because this is really, really important. The season isn't just changing this year. It's exploding. I mean, it's exploding into the most ferocious flea season I've ever seen. Along with fleas, another seasonal challenge for our dogs and cats is excessive shedding. I want you to get the jump on fleas, get the jump on shedding with my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, formulated with both prebiotics and probiotics for really, really good digestive support. Hugs and Kisses is the natural approach you want to tackle fleas and shedding in both dogs and cats. You know, for just pennies a day, my Hugs and Kisses promotes shedding and dander control, relief of skin problems, and shinier coats in pets of all ages. And fleas are much, much less likely to attack a pet with healthy skin and coat. Read the testimonials on Amazon, Walmart, or my site, thepetshow.com. You know, with all the extreme weather we've seen, spring and summer will mean flea infestation everywhere. Help your pet enjoy a flea-free, shedless spring and summer of fun. My Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements available now at Amazon.com, Walmart.com. You can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Or if you prefer, call my office directly. Yeah, we have a phone. Here's my phone number, 1-800-430-4847. If we're not there, leave a message. We'll call you back. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. Check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. Your pet will look and feel their best with my Hugs and Kisses supplements every day. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet Products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet Products. Thanks.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody wants to be a cat. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior. They would call about yours, I am sure. Just a reminder, if you're new to the Pet Show, that everyone that does call and get to talk to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items worth as much as $50, thanks to my pretty amazing sponsors. So if you have a question or a comment, even if you just want to answer the question of the day, which is, if your dog or cat had a job, what would it be? What would your dog or cat be if it had a job? Would it be a cop, a fireman, a contractor, a teacher, a nurse? What would your dog or cat be? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Did you know that cuddling a dog is proven to benefit a person's well-being? According to a study conducted by the University of British Columbia, the school assessed the mental state of over 300 undergraduate students before and after they met with a dog, and they were much, much better off after they spent time with a dog than before they spent time with a dog. Who would not be? 877-725-8255. Hey, Dorothy, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you, Warren. I love your show. I listen to you every Saturday.
Well, thank you.
My daughter has a cat named Sammy who was rescued from abandoned in the schoolyard with her siblings. And so she's had her for 13 years, and she's actually kind of a nurse, the cat is. She takes care of my daughter very well. That's her profession. But to say that she was despondent this last two or three weeks, my daughter was very concerned. What happened was that finally my daughter said, "Where's her mousie?" She's her favorite toy is her mouse. She plays with it endlessly. But it was missing. So my daughter finally just tore the house apart and found it under the sofa. Immediately, Sammy came up to happiness. She started playing with it. She was meowing and saying how grateful she was that that was found. She communicates so well. She always talks to her. She'll answer her. For example, she'll say, "Sammy, how are you?" She'll meow back, like, "I'm fine," you know.
Oh, it's she so missed cool, the cat. Sammy missed her best friend, which was the toy, the mouse. That's number one. It's so, you know, I just love to hear from listeners like you, because obviously you were a pretty amazing mom raising your daughter. The fact when people have conversations, I don't just talk to my pets. I have conversations with them. What do you think about this? What do you think about the weather? How to politics? I have conversations, and the more you communicate with them, they don't understand every word I'm saying. I don't understand every word I'm saying, but they appreciate the time and the effort you're putting in trying to communicate with them, and I think they pay you back. Very, very, very common. I have worked with dogs over the years that have gone into, and cats for that matter, but primarily dogs, that have gone into major depressions when a toy that they had for years and years or they had as a puppy either disappears or gets destroyed. So often what I do, and this may sound eccentric, and heaven forbid that I would sound eccentric, Dorothy, come on now, but what I've recommended to people, what I've done myself, is if there's one or two toys that my dog absolutely adores, what I will do is try to get similar toys to them before the other toys are ruined and rub the old toys all over the new toys, so now the new toys don't just look like the old toys, but they actually smell like the old toys. So just little things that you can do to kind of make transitions, but it's very, very common for a cat or a dog to become depressed when they lose their best friend or they lose a toy or one of the people they live with happens to be gone. What a great call, Dorothy. So astute to pick up on their emotions. How old is the cat now? Oh, Dorothy's gone. I wanted to send Dorothy something. Dorothy, I'm going to send it to a rescue, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Oh, God, Dorothy, you had such a great call. We're going to get to you, Bruce, in a minute. We're going to get to you, Rosalie. We're going to get to you, Sonny. We're going to get to you, Janet, Missouri, 877-725-8255. Before we do that, I'm going to take a break, and then I'll come back to all your calls. But what is cynophobia? Cynophobia is the fear of dogs. So the question comes up often to me, Warren, can a dog smell fear? Yeah, they can. The dog's sense of smell or their olfactory is my specialty. Where if you were cooking spaghetti sauce, I smell spaghetti sauce, the dog would smell the oregano, the garlic, everything separately. That's why they're so able to pick up on someone whose adrenaline has changed, their breathing has changed. People that are afraid of dogs will have an increased heart rate. They'd start to sweat, shake, shortness of breath. All of these things are picked up by the dog, and the dog's going to react accordingly. So, yes, dogs can pick up the smell of fear. That's how they survived all these years. There's no doubt in my mind that's the same thing they use to pick up diseases in people. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-825. 855. Dorothy, Bruce, Rosalie, Sunny, Janet, don't go anywhere. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And I still want to find out from you guys, if your dog or cat had a job, what would they be doing? I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, singing go, bird, go. Rock and Robin, sweet, sweet, rock and Robin. Go, rock and Robin, what we're really gonna rock tonight.
Often we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to Bill Martinez Show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Driving down the street. Now, Eddie, are they blasting this on my radio? Some of the strange looks I get from people. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Plenty of time for your questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, I was a little disappointed with my L.A. audience today. They didn't come up with as many as I thought they would. The question of the day is, if your dog or cat had an occupation, a job, what would they be? What would your dog or cat be? A policeman, a school teacher, an educator, a criminal, a mob? What would your dog or cat be? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And if you get through, a great gift will be on its way. 877-725-8255. Right now, let's go to the great state of Florida and Bruce. Hey, Bruce, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on. Dexter would love to be a food taster because he is a vegan dog and he loves to eat all kinds of special foods, vegan and non-vegan, wherever he finds them. He's always looking for meat and stuff like that.
What kind of dog is Dexter, Bruce?
He's a 11-year-old dachshund, and he's looking at me right now.
You know, dachshunds are like one of my – dachshunds are like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. People don't realize what a tough dog dachshunds are. They were badger hunters in Europe. They're really tough little guys. People have no idea how tough they can be. One of my favorite breeds. All of them, the wire-haired dachshund, the short-haired dachshund, the long-haired dachshund, all just amazing dogs. So tell me more about Dexter.
Well, you've helped Dexter over the years. And one of the things that Dexter does that's very unusual is that he used to go outside to go to the bathroom on a leash where I live, and then he'd come in. But now, more and more, he wants to go on a road trip, and he wants to go on long journeys to find the favorite spot to do his business.
I love that term. My dog does his business. Like, what is he, an accountant or a lawyer? Let's go over this, Bruce. Number one, I want to explain to you how old did you say Dexter was right now?
11.
Okay. Sometimes as we get older, we get more curious, and things change, the way things smell to us. So let me tell you what I think Dexter is doing. Dexter is surfing the Internet. When you take Dexter outside now, he's Googling. He's looking for all the different things in the neighborhood. How does he find them? By walking around and smelling them. Maybe there's a new dog down the block. Maybe there's a cat over there. Maybe there's a cute dachshund around the corner. So when you have a dog that's all of a sudden picking up and kind of wandering in different directions than where we normally just go outside, poop, and come back in, his mind is focused differently now. He's picked up on some different things, and he wants to find out what they're all about. So when your dog is out in that backyard sniffing this and sniffing that, or even for those people that take their dogs for a walk and they say, well, my dog has to sniff at everything, that is Google. Your dog is Googling, Bruce. He's looking for that information out there, and he finds that through his nose. I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think it's great that he's out there kind of searching the web right now.
Well, you should walk him at 3 a.m. in the morning. You know, he'll go on. And if I don't get him, if he doesn't do his business, then he'll get up at 4. But he's a wonderful dog.
What time do you go to sleep?
about 11, and I take them out. I take them out 5-6 times a day.
Well, that's okay, but before you go to sleep at 11, if you can exercise him, that might stimulate him to go before you go to sleep. So about a half hour before 11 or you go to sleep, run him around a little bit, chase him around a little bit, get some exercise. That exercise might stimulate him to go so that he's not going to wake you up in the middle of the night. But that's why he's sniffing outside. There's obviously some new smells out there. He's smelling things differently. He's out there searching the web. Nothing to worry about.
Well, thank you, Warren. You've helped me out immensely.
Hey, Bruce, when was the last time you called?
I called a few weeks ago, so I'm going to pass on getting a
Well, that's gift. Okay. I'm going to send – Bruce, I appreciate that. What I'm going to do, Bruce, is I'm going to send your gift to a local rescue or humane organization, and I appreciate that phone call. And give Dexter a big hug and a kiss for me and let him surf a little bit. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. I do have one line open, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're barking, they're chewing, they're digging, cat's not using the litter box, you take your dog for a walk and he sees another dog and he turns into Cujo, that's what we try to resolve here on the Pet Show. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. You know what? Rosalie, I'm going to take you next. I'm going to go to Sunny and Janet, but I don't want to take you right now. Wait till after the break, Rosalie, so this way I don't have to rush your question. She has a question about a doggy door. Sunny has an interesting question. We'll resolve that. He has a therapy dog that nips somebody. Janet wants to answer my question of the day. I'm curious in terms of what type of job her dog or cat in Missouri might have. Again, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. 8255 is the way to go. Still coming up, did an interview this week, and I talked about this, and I'll talk about it a little bit more. I want to get your feeling on it. So many of my listeners have asked me about their pets' bad behaviors. I often wonder if they ever took the time to notice all the good behaviors our dogs and cats have. If you only focus on the bad behaviors, you're actually reinforcing them. Spend time looking for your dogs and cats' good behaviors that you can give them lots of attention for getting it right. Watch how fast your dog or cat picks up on your change and just look forward to those good boy hugs and kisses. Love to get your response to that as well. 877-725-8255. Spending more time talking about, you know, if you're constantly talking bad about your dog, they pick up on that, or your cat. I really mean that. I've had listeners and clients over the years, if you're talking bad about them constantly, take it from me. Now, this may sound crazy, but I believe they pick up on that. And they react accordingly. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, and I'm curious to find out what type of jobs your pets would have. Listen carefully. For over five years, you guys have heard me recommend Lucy Pet Food. Why? It's the food I feed my own pets from the day I rescued them from a high-kill shelter in Southern California. Here's some real important things. You know, I know you get confused. You see these ads on TV, you go to the pet store, you see this food and that food. Let me tell you, when I buy food for my dogs, I want to make sure that it's manufactured in a place that I can trust and manufactured by people that have the same passion as I do. That's what Lucy Pet Food is all about. They have their own manufacturing plant right here in Southern California, not too far from where I live. In fact, I'll be broadcasting from their plant in the not-too-distant future. They also even have their own laboratory. That's how passionate they are about your dog and cat's food. That's why I recommend Lucy Pet Food, and that's why I feed Lucy Pet Food to my dogs, and I hear from listeners all the time. In fact, here's a listener and what they had to say about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, I hear this every day. Once they've switched, they notice major differences in their dogs and cats. You should notice those major differences as well. Here's a great deal going on right now. If you go directly to Lucy's website, which is LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, go directly to their website. And when you spend just $35, it could be the Lucy pet food, the dog food, the cat food, the dry food, the wet food, the kitty lickies, the dog food rolls, their treats. Spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship it all right to your home for free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Back on The Pet Show, I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. Let me go to my friend Rosalie. Hey, Rosalie, welcome to The Pet Show. Hello, Rosalie.
Oh, Rosalie, what happened? Did we lose Rosalie?
Okay, so we're going to go and say, let's shoot over to Janet in Missouri. Hey, Janet, welcome to the show. Hey, Janet.
Uh-oh. Wanting to respond to your what would your dog be for an occupation?
Yeah, what would your dog be?
He would be the highest paid ditch digger in Missouri.
Why do I get this feeling he likes to dig holes? Just a gut reaction on my part. What kind of dog is it, Janet?
He is a 5.5-year-old Great Pyrenees.
Oh, one of my favorite with those snowshoes, those double rear dew claws.
Yes, he does have it. Yes, and he always roam the mountain up here above the Nyanga River.
You know what? Hold on just a second. Let's put Rosalie on hold. I'll get back to you, Rosalie. I'm talking to Janet. We'll get back to you, Rosalie. I missed your call. All right, so hang in. Who's on hold here? All right, Janet, are you with me? All right, Janet, go ahead. So he would be a ditch digger out there, right?
Yeah, he'd be the highest paid ditch digger in Missouri.
Unbelievable. You know, one of my go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. He used to roam the mountain here above the Nyanga River and had no problem, you know. He always came home. And then the campground, some people started putting him up and trying to keep him. So I had to put in a chain link fence of 350 foot. Well, the first day I put him in the backyard, he dug out 2 foot.
You want me to stop him from digging?
I don't know if anybody could.
No, if anyone could, you're talking to the guy, okay? Listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out to either Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever stores you have near you. I want you to buy a couple of cheap kiddie pools. They're like $10 a piece. Fill them up with dirt and sand. Then what I want you to do is put some of his favorite toys in there. But then I want you to go in there and make believe you're digging. Let him see you in there. I know that sounds crazy, but let him see you in there. What happens now, and I have this in my backyard, my dogs have their own sandbox. I'm constantly putting different things in there. They don't dig anywhere in my backyard but their own little sandbox. So you're not going to stop him from digging, but you can teach him where he should dig and perhaps where he shouldn't dig.
Oh, okay. Well, see, with the deer, we have an abundance of deer up here on the mountain and wild turkeys. And, you know, he can smell them a mile away. And
the Great Pyrenees are, they were used to carry drugs across the Pyrenees Mountains from Spain to France. Those are they're pretty. That's why they have those snowshoes. They can maneuver in the snow much better. But that's what I would do in terms of digging. What I would do is use those kiddie pools. I think it's going to make a big difference. I got to move on, Janet, but I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Why? There's an entire chapter in there specifically on digging. Rosalie, don't hang up on me this time. I will get your call in just a second. Look, I got to take a break. We'll get to Rosalie right after this. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. God, what happened? All right, listen, I'm going to brag. I want you to listen to me carefully, and I want to tell you about an organization I want you to support. If you knew, literally knew, that every dollar you donate, you could change the destiny of dogs and cats deserted in the wild, isn't that a real legacy worth leaving behind? For over 42 years, Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely amazing life-saving work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to personally make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, hard at work helping the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses, happy, safe, and yes, loved. Loved for the first time in their lives and cared for. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. Read the stories of these individual pets that were thrown away, then rescued by Delta. Ask for details like I did on how to include Delta's rescued in your estate planning or to make a donation. Big, small, medium, it makes no difference. Every penny is going to help the animals. So log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or you can text them to dogs to 801-801. 801. That's text DOGS to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become a North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From Wall Street Podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. How much attention should you be giving the Hunter Biden investigation? Although it's not illegal, both sides of the aisle have been engaging in influence peddling for decades. The voters are ultimately responsible for electing these corrupt politicians. What can you as the voter do? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street Podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren X. Let's see if we can get over to Rosalie this time. Brenda Elliott, I want to get to your call. Sonny, it might be next hour, just a few-minute break, but we'll get to him. Rosalie, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. If I run out of time, I might have to hold you over, but go ahead. Let's see if we can get through this.
Okay, it's quick. Maybe you can answer this quick. I'm dog sitting. It's my son's dog. At his home, he has the dog doors. I don't have them here. So I'm just trying to help little Chico. He's a senior dog. He's a little chihuahua. I'm trying to kind of help it make it easier for him, but I feel like I'm out like half the day just trying to, you know, just trying to wait for him to go. And, gosh, I was up at
That's what grandmas do, Rosalie.
Listen, he's like a baby to me.
I can tell. You know, it's hard to tell because when he had a doggy door, he would go in and out at will. When he wanted to go in, he would go out. When he wanted to come, what I would try to do is try to pick out the most common times that he goes. Your son would or daughter would know that. The most common times he goes outside, before taking him outside, give him a little bit of exercise to help stimulate him a little bit, and that would be it. Now, I can't get him to go, you know, if I had more time, if he was going to be here longer, I maybe would teach him to ring a bell or let you know he has to go outside, but it's I'm sure you're just watching him for a short period of time. What I would do is just kind of get him out. You don't have to do 10 times a day. He's an older dog. Maybe 4 times a day is equivalent. If you notice him starting to pace a little bit, obviously give him the benefit of the doubt. But don't try to make those changes. He's only in your home temporarily.
No, I know. He makes this mess, and he...
Don't go in now. Let's put Rosalie on hold. We'll come back and get you, Rosalie. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Brenda, Rosalie, Sonny, Elliot, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, 3 monkeys were playing on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mommy called the doctor.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Slap. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.